Speaking of education, a method of education they have used on Palestinian children to agree to blow themselves up has apparently been applied to U.S. education as well. The children were dumbed down to zero after 12 years of teaching in the American system. The Americans with No Abilities Act, ANAA. Democratic senators are considering introducing legislation that will provide new benefits for many more Americans. The Americans with No Abilities Act is being hailed as a major legislative goal by advocates of the millions of Americans who lack any real skills and ambition. Roughly 50% of Americans do not possess the competence and drive necessary to carve out a meaningful role for themselves in society, said California Senator Barbara Boxer. We can no longer stand by and allow people of inability, POI, to be ridiculed and passed over. With this legislation, employers will no longer be able to grant special favors to a small group of workers simply because they have no idea of what they're doing. In a Capitol Hill press conference, Nancy Pelosi pointed to the success of the U.S. Postal Service, which has a long-standing policy of providing opportunities without regard to performance. At the state government level, the Department of Motor Vehicles also has an excellent record of hiring persons with no abilities, 63%. Under the Americans with No Abilities Act, more than 25 million mid-level positions will be created with important-sounding titles, but little real responsibility, thus providing an illusionary sense of purpose and performance. Mandatory non-performance-based raises and promotions will be given to guarantee upward mobility for even the most unremarkable employees. The legislation provides substantial tax breaks to corporations that promote a significant number of persons of inability, POI, into middle management positions.